afternoon, good morning, good nooning. I don't know what time it is or where you are, but welcome to the show. My name is Daniel Duo. In the past week, I've been going through a rabbit hole, looking at some of my favorite Kenyan artists and some of the best performers, given that we live in a world now that we cannot go back to live performance. It's going to be a while. And I think I've attended about 1,000 live performances in my life, and half of those were actually ones that I did with amazing artists from all over the world. In my quest to go back and celebrate some of these artists, I fell through the rabbit hole of one of the most celebrated Kenyan artists who passed a few years ago. His name was Ayub Ogada. He got his success doing traditional Kenyan music in the United States, not even the continent. And he was in numerous movies. I was watching this score for a film, and I was like, okay, what is that? What is that playing? It sounds kind of familiar. And he was playing an instrument called the Nyatiti, and it's kind of like a guitar. It's a local guitar from the Lakeside region of Kenya. It was really, really interesting. For a man that grew up at the other coast, at the coastal area of Kenya, literally across the country, playing this wonderful instrument and getting success in the United States, that was really, really amazing. And then becoming the greatest singer that a lot of Kenyans didn't know about, but he was in major Hollywood flicks doing the score and the soundtrack of those projects. That was a really exciting occurred to me. I remember reading on the record blog, Real World Music Record blog, where he said that when he came back to Kenya, he had to relearn the language and the vernacular. Going to America was a culture shock, but coming back home was another culture shock. It's called Ayub Ogada. He passed on, but his music lives on. I think this was a true icon. Thanks for joining me. My name is Daniel Duo on this Kenyan Story special.
Performance today is about promoting Kenyan artists who never get an opportunity.
Hi everyone, my name is Jennifer Sala, and my stage name is Ati Sala, and I love African music, and that's how you can see me dressed in African attire. Today I'm going to do a song. This song I decided to do because I had a lot of struggles in my life. And then one day I just sat down and thought to myself, like, what do I have in my hands? And I thought the role that I had in my hands, just like Moses, was my music side. I decided to play music with the palms, to change my own life and to change other people's lives. Santé Nisala.
I've not been in the industry, I've just started, but I've been doing music, let me say church music, and then in hotels, that is guerrilla music, but I thought to come up with my own music that is more original and also explore in playing traditional instruments.
We are not here to promote ourselves. We are here to please an audience. Sing to My inspiration is music and the art and culture, the art and culture of our world, which is very diverse.
So this is a titi song I play with my band here.
Music, I can tell you, it multiplies the cells in the body, the hormones that are supposed to make you young. Actually, music stimulates them. So we got young.
What the world tends to do is put somebody on top because there's a dramatic effect. How do we just allow the youth to continue living without making it a dramatic effect?
He's a one-man guitar. Yeah. He's created a new instrument and he's coming to play for you tonight.
Respect to Matas when I see my body. Happy mountain. In the top of a man that we see together. Kulingine sema pa, yani he was a parent. Never be seen in front of a beast. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to show you. I'm going to hate.
Yes.
Okay.
We don't need a flood. We don't need a catastrophe to create something great. All we have to do is open the doors.
Thank you.
going to do is a song that teaches us to stick to one partner. Let me be straight to the point. Stick to one partner, because if you don't, the repercussions are very bad, like HIV.
The difference in a hotel, I can say you do covers, a lot of copyright music, but this is different because it's something that comes in within you, you know, yeah. So you write something that you really feel or can tell about other people's lives or experiences through your music. So it's more real, yeah.
We are not here to promote ourselves. We are here to please an audience. This is how I give back to my country.
The response I got, they appreciated.
One of my musical heroes, actually, Ayub Ogala. He had just returned from London, where he had lived for 20 years. The first disc I got as a teenager was his. And he hasn't been in, he lived alone for such a long time.
This is a love song.
Let's play a song from Ghana. It's sung in the language of the God.
I think Ayub Ogala is very experienced, and when I put my saxophone and try and blend, it's coming out very, very nice. And I think in a very short while, we'll have something original and something very, very, very. You know, he's a star out there, but he just came back to bring his experience and try and develop the local talent.
International audience likes those particular musicians, may they go for it. My time, there was no help. So now that I've done something, can I help other young people?
This has been Kenyan Stories. You can listen to Kenyan Stories on your favorite podcast app. You can also listen to Kenyan Stories by asking your voice assistant to play Kenyan Stories. And also, you can listen now to Kenyan Stories on YouTube. Some are going to be videos, the rest are going to be audios, but you can listen to Kenyan Stories or conversation with Daniel Dua, the other podcast I do on YouTube. Remember also, there are shopping links that you can use to support this channel and support this work. Thanks for listening. Share, like, comment, spread the word. Remember, these are the stories of our time. My name is Daniel Dua. Till next time. I hope you enjoyed this. Bye-bye.